Chapter 1. What's really going on for girls, and how can we help them? I don't think that adults have any idea what our lives are really like. They think they know what is going on, but they don't really. When I think about the big things going on for girls my age, I think the first thing is girl drama. It is constant and never-ending. Girls just look for ways to create drama and will make stuff up when everything is fine. Girls talk behind each other's backs and try to get certain girls to not like other girls. You just have to make sure that you are in with the right girls so you don't get caught up in the middle of it all. Lacey, 7th grade. The drama of girlhood. Is it a reality made up by girls who have too much time on their hands? Or is it a necessary rite of passage that all girls experience? Do the issues that we see in the media greatly influence how girls see themselves? Or have we overplayed the importance of social media and popular culture in the lives of girls? What do girls like about being a girl? What frustrates girls about the adults in their lives? What are the big issues that girls are dealing with, and what keeps them awake at night? And perhaps most important, how can we best support these young women? These are the questions that I set out to answer more than a decade ago when I began to research girls. I wanted to talk to girls and hear their perspectives and their realities, in their own words. I wanted to give a voice to girls who feel that sometimes their thoughts and opinions are overlooked. More than anything, I wanted to determine how we can best support, encourage, and empower girls to be in control of their own relationships, experiences, decisions, and future so that they are able to achieve their full potential. Since that time, I have continued to immerse myself into the world of girls, both as a researcher and as the leader of a girl-serving nonprofit organization, where I work with more than 5,000 girls and 3,000 adults each year. The statistics and stories in this book are current, relevant, and informed by thousands of girls and the adults who educate, parent, mentor, coach, and care for girls. As I talk to the teachers, counselors, and parents, I learn that most adults are eager to help girls, but they often don't know where to begin. They recognize that girls' lives are challenging, but realize that they have difficulty relating and connecting to girls. The goal in this book is to give adults who work with and care about girls key insights into the lives of girls and provide strategies for building strong relationships and working more effectively with girls. In asking girls about the big things going on in their lives, lots of different topics emerged. Even among girls who live in close-knit families, attend high-performing schools, and are involved in multiple extracurricular activities, they still report struggling with friendships, dating relationships, and body image concerns. They talked about pressure, issues in their families and their relationships with their parents, difficulty in friendships and dating relationships, tremendous pressures around weight and body image, and major concerns surrounding self-esteem and how they feel about themselves. They talked about puberty, academics, getting their driver's license, and dealing with depression and suicidal thoughts. Girls talked about politics, sexual harassment, racial equity, and sexual orientation. But overwhelmingly, the issues that girls talked about the most about were clustered around a handful of topic areas, including friendships, relationships, drama, dating, weight and body image, and pressure. A consistent theme was that adults don't really understand what they are going through. So girls have difficulty openly sharing their issues and concerns with the adults in their lives.